I the meanest?
Showing up.
Am I the prettiest?
Showing up.
Am I the baddest mofo go down around this town?
Showing up.
Well, who am I?
Vegas.
Who am I?
Vegas.
I can't hear you.
Vegas.
Please enjoy.
What up, y'all? I'm Vegas, and this is One to Flow On. The topic today is more. If you've visited my blog, hiphoppolitic.com, or maybe you've heard one of my One to Flow Ons, you should already know that I don't watch music award shows anymore. Not the BET Awards, no Rap Awards, no Grammys, no American Music Awards, none of them. And it's not to say that I boycott them. It's just that over the years, they have become meaningless to me as a fan of hip-hop. Point being the fact that there was a time where I felt that, you know, certain artists who deserved it more than others didn't win. And not necessarily my favorite artists, but just looking at the project they put out that year in comparison to the winner, always said that sales and mainstream popularity was king, as opposed to artistry and what it took to put the music together. And that's somewhat true today. So the Grammys happened, and Ryan Lewis and Macklemore cleaned up the rap category. I mean, nobody won anything else. And of course, the internet and people and hip-hop fans were all in a rage, because how could Kendrick not win at least one? Definitely, how could he not win Album of the Year? And not just Kendrick, Nas was in that category as well. And I mean, this is Nas. He put out a dope album that year as well. And I guess it just boils down to the fact that it's about race. But it's not all about race. It's about record sales. But it's not all about record sales. It's about stature. But sometimes it's not always about that. And I know some people would say, hey man, choose a side. But I'm like, I kind of expected this. Ryan Lewis and Macklemore put out some good music, for sure. And the key difference between their music and what Kendrick Lamar put out is the fact that their music probably touched more people than Kendrick's would. See, Kendrick's music, his album in particular, touches us. You know what I'm saying? It's a debut story of someone's childhood from the hood to the stage. Nothing new to a lot of people who listen to a lot of rap, but what made his music so unique was the fact that he kind of brought back concepts in albums. He told his story in a conceptual way. And at a time where people say hip-hop is dead, that's like a sign from God. A younger artist's debut album is heavy on hip-hop. But it only speaks to one side of American society. Whereas some people might say, hey, I don't like Ryan Lewis and Macklemore. Hey, I don't own it. But I can't say I didn't like a couple of the singles. You know what I'm saying? I didn't hear the album, but I can't say that if I heard it, I would dislike it. And that's the point. That's the main point. I feel like it reaches more people now. Is that why the Grammys chose it? I don't think so. I think that plays a part in it, but I think record sale plays a part, and I definitely think him being of the right persuasion plays a part. And it's kind of sad, because the bottom line is, when it comes to hip-hop, there's this overall notion, and it's not even hidden, you know, you can point them out, but there's this overall thing where they want to reshape what hip-hop is. Not to say they want to reshape it as far as whether or not it's a white guy versus a black guy doing it, but they want one particular sound to be the face of hip-hop music. They want that other sound, that skill, the ghetto stories, the boom bap. They want that to be passé, you know what I'm saying? Like, a new artist doing that is like, yeah, what are you really doing? That's what they want it to be. They want this melting pot of hip-hop and pop music and R&B music to be all meshed into one, so that it's something that they not only help to create, but they own. So am I mad that Kendrick didn't win the award? Not really. I kind of didn't feel like he would, but I'm kind of happy because at the same time, the fire that fuels him to be the best MC in the game is now going to grow bigger. I'm Vegas, and that's one to flow on. Follow me on Twitter at VegasWorldINC. Check out my blog, hiphoppolitic.com, and tune in every Friday to hear me on Strictly Hip Hop, streaming live on WEAA.org.